Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
It's an awesome day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Man, I'm excited to see what God does amongst us today. Welcome to all of our friends, family, visitors. We got a full house today, and it's just great to look out and see all the smiling faces. I think we're all aware of right after service, there's a potluck everybody's invited to. And the reason of the potluck is because the Berman family's back in town. So, yeah. Why don't you guys come on up? I gave them the ultimate challenge. I asked them to give us a one-minute update on the years they've been gone. So let's see how good they're at bullet pointing. If you haven't been here for the last few years, this is the Berman family.
Well, we're missing one. Sydney's not here. My sister's on her way here. So everybody that's been here a while knows that, yeah, this used to be our foundational church, and we grew so much here. When we came here to Newhall, they even joked about giving us a whole pew just for our family. So it's been 3 years now. We moved down to Springfield, Missouri. We felt God is calling us to be centrally located for when our kids branched out and went on their own. You can see everybody's grown up quite a bit. We got Hazel, Eli, Sydney, who's not here, Dade, Miles, Ruthie,
Gideon, over here.
Gideon, Cole, and Oliver. They're all doing really well. We started putting our kids into high school once they got to that age. So Hazel just graduated. She got a certificate with a college, too, and she has a few more semesters to get an associate's degree. Eli's doing great. He's in high school. He's got his permit. Sydney's got her permit as well. Dade and Miles are growing up really fast. Dade, we got accepted into high school too, so he's going to be starting this next semester, or next school year. The rest of the kids are homeschooled still. After we moved there, we wanted to really branch out and start connecting with our community, but because of COVID, kind of pulled us back into home, and we stayed kind of locked in for a while. But we have a great church we're going to down there, and met a lot of our neighbors, and Cherry's really reaching out to the community, trying to putting stuff in mailboxes like we used to here, and I've been doing appliance repair since I went down there, so it was a good shift from what I used to do. Cherry was pushing her photography business, but we kind of found it was really saturated down there, so now she's going into more of a mom life coach, and she's trying to build that online, which is great.
Amen. I think that's it.
Yeah, that's about it.
Well, before you guys sit down, I just want to pray for all of you and just bless you again. Father, we just thank you for the time we had with the Berman family here. We thank you for the different ways that they expressed their faith here and the ways that we expressed our faith. Lord, we just thank you that we're able to invest in them and deposit something in them. When out there, they were actually prosperous and blessed and growing strong with foundational core beliefs. So we just thank you for that, God. Thank you for the family that we are together. We ask you blessing on them and all that they put their hands to out there. And it's no longer a new home in their present home. We bless them in all your ways. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. So let's take a second and walk around and say good morning to each other.
Hello.
Want me to go sit down now?
Oren, can you please sit down? No pressure.
Huh?
I was doing fine until you come up here. Good morning, everybody. It's so nice to see all of you guys in the house of the Lord this morning, whether it be visitation or whatever. Praise Jesus. So I want to just, again, welcome the Berman family and family and friends. It's so awesome to have you here and to finally meet you and to put a face to a name or a name to a face. So this morning, we're just going to go over some of the announcements. We had a special offering for our sound system, and if you look in your bulletin, it looks like we have raised $4,615 for that. So praise God. Woo-hoo. We're going to have fireworks on the 2nd of July, which is next Saturday. So if anybody's around, you want to participate, we'll be here for that. We have summer picnics. Dates and times are in there for that. And if you want to be a part of, or if you just want prayer, we have a prayer chain handout on the back table. And we just encourage you guys to at least take it, because I might need prayer, and I might call Mike, and then Mike can then call somebody else. And when there's more than one person praying, God tends to react a little bit differently if it's just one person. So if you guys would participate in that. And then also we're having women's brunch. I hear it's going to be fantastic, July 9th at 11 a.m. I'm not going to mention any names, Jeanette, but I heard you're doing it. You're doing something different. Okay. Well, she's going to take care of it, right? Okay, all right. Oh, you got nominated. Who are you nominating? With you? Is it Dennis?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. Dennis. Where's he at? Oh, way back there. Okay. All right. Had to call him out right quick. All right. We are going to have on July 15th and August 19th, we're having a combination of our game nights with a movie after. So we are going to have game nights outside, so we're going to have all kinds of games to play, and then we're also going to be able to participate in a movie afterwards. So look forward to that. And life groups, we know for sure that the young life group, which happens to be my kids, are doing that on Monday nights. And so if you guys want to participate in that, I encourage you to come out. They have a fabulous time and full of worship and fellowship and God. God just shows up. So, and then also all the young, or I'm going to say young, old life groups. I forgot I hit that threshold and... Okay, so we're all still young in heart, right? So we have those as well, and those are listed in the bulletin. So thank you, guys.
Thank you. Awesome. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much. Father, I just want to back up a little bit and just say thank you for the spirit of giving we have in this place. Thank you for your faithfulness in helping us give so much to our new sound system and audio system, the video system that we're going to be putting in the next couple of months. I just give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory for moving in us so we can be cheerful givers. And Lord, I just thank you for the offering today that everybody's going to give. Your word says you love a cheerful giver. So today, Lord, as people give from what they have, some people here are going to give literally from what they don't have. They're going to be given by faith. And Lord, I just pray in Jesus' name that you glorify your name and that you give these people testimonies about your faithfulness, about how you interacted with them when they interacted with you. Please bless this offering. Help us to spend it wisely and effectively so that your name's glorified and this neighborhood is changed. We ask this in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
There's a grace when the heart is under fire.
Jeanette share something that she got the other day during prayer while we all get ready up here. morning.
There we go. Okay. So Lois and I are praying. We pray every Tuesday. Been doing it for a few years. And while we were praying, I just closed my eyes, and I saw this beam. It was purple. This beam goes straight across and straight down, with the middle being the just with a true middle. And as I saw that, I heard God say, "On whom my favor rests." And what he showed me was a plumb line. If anybody knows what a plumb line is, it's a string with a weight on it. You hold it up to a wall to find true straight. So when you hold it and it comes to a rest and it's no longer moving, it shows you what true straight is. And when I told Lois about my vision, her first words that came out were straight and true. Straight and true. And the plumb line must come to a rest on whom God's favor rests. So I got a couple more. As we're resting, that we hear that still small voice of God's, and straight and true. We find out what is straight and true in our life when we come to a rest and when God's rest falls on us.
And the other thing that we got from that also is the integrity. Like Pastor spoke on last week, integrity is that having that moral value, but also the integrity is the strength of something that makes it stand, that makes it firm and solid. So that was that integrity. Once you're there within that rest of God, you have that strength. You have that guide, as she was saying. So we're going to look at that today as we come into our songs. Will you please stand? And Denise is going to lead us today.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful day to be in the house of the Lord. So let's lift up our voices loud and our hearts and give him all the glory and honor that he deserves this morning.
I lost my keyboard. I know. There we go.
Turning eyes up.
should I fear?
Been held the goodness of God
all my life. Something. I want all the men to sing verse 1. We're going to sing verse 1, all the men, and then we'll do the chorus, and then verse 2 will be ladies. So let's go, guys. I want to hear your voices.
Worthy God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. Oh, my days I've been held in your hand from the moment that I wake up until I lay my head. I will sing of the goodness of God.
goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.
If I could just have everyone just close your eyes for a second. Maybe your eyes were already closed. Just open your heart. Because right now there's just such a wonderful, tangible sense of God's presence in this room. I just want to encourage us, just for a few seconds here, just quiet yourself, open your heart, and just let God speak to you about His faithfulness, about His goodness, of how much He loves you.